Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 136. As you listen, please note, and it will be hard not to, the psalmist's refrain of thanksgiving at the end of each verse, "For his steadfast love endures forever." This psalm is a beautiful song of the sovereignty of the Lord God and his deep and abiding love for all people, as creator of all things, and by his saving work through his Son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever, and killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever, and Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever, and gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever, a heritage to Israel his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. We have a 2-year-old granddaughter who loves to have us read books to her. Like all children, she has her favorites, which we tell over and over again. And I've started to notice that she is old enough now that she can discern when the stories we tell are actually real-life moments that she has been part of. She listens closely when we begin to tell stories about her, her parents, her new baby brother, and the things that they've done together. And she will ask to have us repeat the same story for several days in a row, often joining in when she knows the part that's coming. The psalm today is a great passage to read ourselves, but also with others, because it speaks so succinctly of our God, our Heavenly Father, and the great things he has done and is doing for his children because he loves us. From the grandeur of his creation of the land, sea, and sky, sun, moon, and stars, for us his greatest creation of all, to the rescue of his chosen people from Egypt, safe passage through the Red Sea and the wilderness, and, as promised, the ultimate promise and rescue for all from the evil foe Satan through Christ. Those, of course, are the big gifts. God also continues to give us the warmth of the sun by day, the dew and rain when we need it, the moon to light our way at night, food for our tables, healing from our illnesses, families to care for us and to care for, churches in which to gather to hear his word and receive forgiveness of our sins. In Luther's Small Catechism, you'll find a very helpful explanation of the Lord's Prayer, divided into an introduction and several petitions for easier understanding. The fourth petition is, "Give us this day our daily bread." And what does this mean? Well, it means that God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all unbelievers and evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread, including all things in life, with thanksgiving. The refrain from the psalm today, "For his steadfast love endures forever," is a refrain that may have been meant to be used as a congregational response, a format we still use in the church today. Now, I bet you've heard or said yourself the phrase, "How many times do I have to tell you?" Well, if it's important, a lot, right? In our psalm today, as to why we give thanks to the Lord our God, it was 26 times, "For his steadfast love endures forever." I would say God thinks it's pretty important for us to know this, to believe it, to live like we believe it, and to share it. The fallen race, which is all of us since mankind first fell into sin in the midst of God's beautiful creation in the Garden of Eden, messes up a lot with our corrupt ways. We deserve death. We cannot change that. But God can, and in his mercy, he did. He sent the promised Savior, Jesus Christ, to redeem us so that we can now live in joy and hope for our eternal salvation. Like telling the best stories over and over, I will say this one more time because it's important for us to remember. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. We pray. Almighty Lord and Creator, thank you for remembering us by rescuing us from sin, death, and the devil by your love and through the merits of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.